From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Barack Obama has now scheduled what is being billed as a major address to Congress on health care for September the 9th. The speech will come just one day after lawmakers return to the Capitol from their August recess. The move comes at a time some Democrats are saying the president has been too vague about his goals for reworking the nation's health care system. Meanwhile, Senate Republican leaders are disputing charges they are not acting in good faith in terms of trying to hammer out a compromise on a White House-backed health care overhaul plan. Spokesperson for Senator Charles Grassley said today the Iowa Republican and five others will try again on Friday to find common ground on a measure designed to retool health care. The world's largest drug maker has agreed to pay more than $2 billion to resolve a lawsuit that accused the company of criminal wrongdoing. Ohio Public Radio's Joe Engels has details.
Ohio's attorney general says the settlement between Pfizer and the United States Justice Department is the largest health care fraud settlement in the nation's history. Ohio AG Richard Cordray is one of the state authorities who worked on the case against the drug maker. He says Pfizer illegally marketed and promoted drugs for uses that were not approved.
They've agreed to plead guilty to felony violations of the Federal Drug and Cosmetic Act, and we have arrived at a huge settlement here of $2.3 billion nationally.
Pfizer has agreed to allow federal officials to monitor the company's future marketing and sales practices. For NPR News, I'm Joe Ingles in Columbus, Ohio.
Firefighters in California battling a large wildfire in the hills north of Los Angeles are getting a bit of a breather today in terms of the weather. Calm winds overnight helped fire officials gain ground in terms of the so-called station fire, which has burned close to 229 square miles and destroyed dozens of homes. The stubborn wildfire has already claimed the lives of two firefighters and resulted in thousands of evacuations. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger visited a command post manned by firefighters this morning. In Afghanistan, President Hamid Karzai has widened his lead over his main rival in the latest election results announced today. However, it is increasingly looking like a runoff will be necessary next month. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson has more from Kabul.
With more than 60% of the vote tallied, Karzai is still well short of the 50.1% he needs to be declared the winner under Afghan law. Afghan election officials say the incumbent president has more than 47% of the vote, while former Foreign Minister Abdullah Abdullah trails with less than 33%. In any event, none of these results can be certified until the Electoral Complaints Commission finishes its investigation into nearly 2,200 claims of election fraud. The commission says 652 of the allegations it is now investigating are serious enough that, if proven, could affect the outcome. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 29 points. The S&P 500 lost 3 points. This is NPR. Federal prosecutors today persuaded a judge to keep the 89-year-old man accused in a June shooting at the Holocaust Museum in Washington behind bars. Prosecutors told the judge that James Von Brunn, who appeared in court in a wheelchair, is still dangerous and should be held in jail until his trial. Von Brunn, who was shot in the face by museum guards, is accused in the shooting death of another guard after he allegedly entered the museum with a rifle and opened fire. The judge ordered Von Brunn to undergo a competency evaluation. Boxing legend Muhammad Ali has received a hero's welcome in the land of his forefathers. Larry Miller has more.
Thousands came out in the town of Ennis in Western Ireland to greet Muhammad Ali. His great-grandfather, Abe Grady, was born there, emigrating to America in 1860 and marrying a freed slave in Kentucky. Ali's mother's maiden name was Grady. The former boxing champ was driven down the street where his ancestor lived. Ali met a number of Gradys and O'Gradys, who believe they are distant cousins. In the crowd were some of his Irish sparring partners from years past. He was made Ennis's first honorary freeman by the mayor. The 67-year-old Ali is suffering from Parkinson's disease, but managed a few playful jabs for the cameras. His wife commented, "When you look at Muhammad's boxing skills and loquacious ways, it's certain his great-grandfather Abe would swear they came from him." For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
After barreling ashore earlier today, Hurricane Amana has lost some of its punch. The storm, which made landfall to the north of Los Cabos, dropped to a Category 1 hurricane with winds of around 80 to 90 miles an hour. One point out in the open ocean, the storm was almost a powerful Category 5 hurricane with winds of 150 miles an hour. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.